Hello, Grace Church. It's Nathan again with our 15th podcast. And it just so happens that today we'll finish up Lord's Day number 5 by looking at question number 15. So to set the context from last week, questions 12 through 14 told us that God has to have his justice satisfied. And we also looked at, how can we be delivered from what we know is obviously what we're due? And so how can we be delivered from that? How can we satisfy God's justice? How can we pay the penalty for our sins? How can we get back in favor with God? Then we saw that we can't personally do it. We can't personally make the payment, and neither can any other creatures. So that's where we ended last week, was really with more despair. We heard our great misery in the prior weeks, and then last week we heard we couldn't do nothing. Any other creatures can't do anything. So what does question 15 have for us today? Question 15 asks, what kind of mediator and deliverer should we look for then? And that's really a good question. Who should we look for? What does it mean by mediator and deliverer? Well, Easton's Bible Dictionary defines mediator like this: one who intervenes between two persons who are at variance with a view to reconcile them. So in other words, two parties at odds with one another, enemies with one another, and then one who steps in to intervene. And the whole goal there is reconciliation between those two parties, to bring the two parties that were once enemies at each other, now bring them to peace with one another. That's a mediator. And last week we saw that we're all out of options. So who should we look for to save us, to deliver us, to redeem us, to secure us, to hold us, to forgive us, to love us? More specifically, who will be our substitute? And that's where we find ourselves now, needing a substitute that God will accept. And here's the answer to that that question: what kind of mediator and deliverer should we look for then? The answer: one who is true. One who is a true and righteous human, yet more powerful than all creatures. That is, one who is also true God. Again, what kind of mediator and deliverer should we look for then? Answer: one who is a true and righteous human, yet more powerful than all creatures. That is, one who is also true God. So let's break that down some. It says our mediator has to be one who is true. What do the authors mean by that, one who is true? Well, I think it means our substitute has to be the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. One who embodies truth, where there's no deceit or deception in him at all. What do the authors mean by righteous? Well, our substitute has to be perfectly righteous as it regards the law. Sinless, not only in deed, but in motive. Perfect holiness without sin. And then don't read over that word, a true and righteous man. He has to be a man. That's the whole point when it says one who is a true and righteous man. He has to be truly a man, a righteous man, and he has to be a human. Human sin is the problem, so it can only be a human that can pay the penalty for what humans have caused. The answer goes on: yet more powerful than all creatures, and also who is true God. The only one who is powerful enough to take on God's wrath is who? God himself. The only one able to atone for sins of humans is a human. So we have to have 100% human and 100% God wrapped up in one person. One who is true because we're liars. One who is righteous because we're unrighteous. One who is more powerful than all creatures because we don't have all the power. And one who is at the same time God and we are not God. And the catechism, in its logic, it pushes you. It beelines a straight line straight to Christ himself, which we'll look at in the weeks to come. So let's look at a few texts, scripture, to support this. Because as I've said before, who cares if the catechism says it if the scriptures don't back it up? So Hebrews 2, verse 17. Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren, Christ, in all things, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. He was like us. He had to be. He had to do it to make a propitiation, to satisfy God's righteous requirements. He had to be a man. Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. He was just like us, yet he was perfect. He was without sin. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. He was perfectly righteous. He was innocent, but yet counted as guilty for us as a substitute so that we will become the righteousness of God in him, in Christ. Union with Christ is our only hope. But was he God, though? He was. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This one who came was God in human flesh. And Scripture is clear. Jesus is our substitute. He was our perfect, righteous God-man that we needed to satisfy God's just requirement for breaking his law. Pastor Kevin DeYoung says this: if God will not punish a non-human for human sin, and yet a human cannot bear the weight of divine wrath. So that's a problem, right? I'll read it again. If God will not punish a non-human for human sin, and yet a human cannot bear the weight of divine wrath, because that's what our sin deserves, is God's wrath on us. Kevin DeYoung goes on: the only one who can deliver us is a being who is both human and divine. We need a bridge that goes far enough in both directions, spanning the gulf that exists between a holy God and rebellious people. We need a mediator, as the Athanasian Creed says, who is God and human, yet not two, but one. Basically what we've already said. He's got to be 100% human. He's got to be 100% God. Not two, but one. Well, thanks again for taking the time to listen to the Heidelberg Catechism, question number 15. Lord willing, I will catch you next week with Lord's Day number 6, with more of concerning this God-man, Jesus Christ.